these are just in the fall when it begins to get real cold again and you have your first freeze, it might frost. I was wondering if you could tell me about frost and different freezes you might have in the fall. Do you have anything like a hard freeze? Would you ever use the word hard freeze?
Yeah, we have a hard freeze, but we don't. We have heavy frost, is what we, and that will happen any time next month, as a matter of fact. When we're ready
in
August, we can have a hard frost.
Now, what is a hard frost?
That's when you look out here on this galvanized barn and it's white. That's a hard frost.
Okay.
And you look out here on the pipes out there. The frost that you would lick off a pump handle.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard frost.
Okay.
That's hoar frost. That's the one that...
Hoar
frost.
Okay.
And I don't know how you spell that.
Yeah, H-O-A-R.
H-O-A-R. Okay.
Yeah.
And I can remember my grandfather telling me, don't ever lick that frost off of there because you'll leave a piece of your tongue. And I didn't believe that. And I did. And I did.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh, my God.
Why, that was awful.
That just
makes you sick, doesn't it?
Yeah. And what's a hard freeze? Does that freeze the ground as well?
Yes. Now that's what we would have had at 54.
Okay. That's what you call a hard freeze.
Mm-hmm.
It just really freezes the ground.
Everything.
As well.
Uh-huh.
As well. Okay. When it begins to warm up in the springtime, what do you call that?
Thaw.
The thaw. Do you ever call it the spring thaw?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you wake up in the morning and you can't see out, that there might be a lot of white outside.
Fog?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the white puffy things up in the sky are called?
White cloud. Okay.
Okay. So, say that?
White clouds or clouds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of summer storms do you have? Do you have any bad summer storms?
We have hard rains and hail and thunder and lightning.
Okay. Do you have any bad winds?
Terrible winds.
Huh.
Just this area with wind is just out of this world.
Really?
Three years ago, the house, second house over from me caught on fire. And that night there was 100-mile-an-hour wind. And that building caught on fire and they just barely saved this other house and my house.
My goodness. What do they call 100-mile-an-hour wind? Do they have a name for it? They call it a cyclone?
No.
Or?
We don't. I think of a cyclone as turning around and around.
Is it a cyclone the same thing as a tornado?
To me, it is.
Okay.
Somewhat similar, anyway.
Okay. Do you,
and just a hard wind is just down to the earth and just blows you off the ground.
Do you have any tornadoes?
Not here. Well, yes, we do. We've had something that they call a. What do they call it? Is it a downspout? But you can see the trees, pardon me, coming across over the ranch about 3 years ago, we had what they called a downspout. There was rain with that, and we had 7 inches of rain in that period.
Mm.
But the tops of the trees were just sheared off, you know, just about
just broke
point,
them,
uh-huh.
snapped
and
them.
And they called that a downspout. But it was wind and water.
Mm.
Pardon me.
It's okay. I was wondering, did they ever cut ice off of lakes around here?
Yes, they did.
For your ice? Tell me a little bit about that.
They had, down at Shawnee, they had the Maddox ice plant. And they cut the ice down there and put it on rail cars and shipped it to Denver to the Maddox people who owned property in Shawnee. And then they also owned this big Maddox ice house in Denver.
Mm.
And they also had an ice house at Shawnee, and then we had an ice house over here in Jefferson.
Mm.
We had an ice house at the ranch.
Oh, you did?
Yes, and we had an...
What was that building like?
It was just a building full of sawdust for insulation, and then you just cut your ice in blocks and put it in between the layers of sawdust, and it stayed... You had ice in there all winter long. And then in the spring when, you know, after automobiles were more prevalent, we would get our vegetables, our lettuce and radishes and onions, and wrap them in paper and put them in the ice house, and they'd stay just beautifully for three weeks. So you went back to town again.
I was about to say, would the ice stay in the ice house, though, all summer?
All summer.
It would stay without melting?
If you didn't use all of it.
Oh, I see.
You know, if you gave it a break, it would last that long. But we used to have lemonade and iced tea and all those kinds of things.